it says Bachashverosh, it says Ad Chatzi Amalchus V'Seos. Ad Chatzi Amalchus, what not? I'm not the Bitz Amigdosh. It's a Migdosh that Achashverosh is not going to allow. Why not? Because the word is that every bias is a kvias. A kvias for HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls man a king. You can't have a king, you can't have a malchus, a melech without a palace. In other words, a king has got to be a king here, but if in kavua. So Pshat is, no, it's a yidin, practice religion, Mashtiyah Kados, ein oinus. No, the kind of mitzvahs. As long as the avodah Hashem is not bekvias, as long as it's not, yeah, it's not, as long as it's not a kvias tikazach, then he doesn't mind. But as soon as it becomes a kvias tikazach, it's a mikdash. So then the avodah Hashem becomes a kvias. So then it's already a competition with him. There's one. All in that. So the kinyan of malchus is dafka only when it's consistent. So when it's consistent, then it's an emistik of malchus. Just like there's no shin is rashless by a melech. Has to be kavua by malch. Everything by malchus as a bechinu of has to be kavua. Otherwise, it's not a malchus. So that's why we said yesterday that the mezuzah is the matria adna, because the bias is a kavua elikus. It's a likus kavua, and in that way, it's even more in certain ways than a basic knesset. Because basic knesset is the shechina comes in when a person a basic knesset. The shechina comes in when there's asara, when there's 10 people to daven. There is a certain ikvius. Hashem can bias to say that bias is called the dearest keva. Dearest keva, you have to make a dearest keva for a Kodesh Baruch. So a person makes a bias, he's making a dearest keva for a Kodesh Baruch. And then you see that Achashverosh didn't like that was the anger. Achashverosh had not to build a base of English, not to make the Rebbein Shalom's Kabul Kvius away. So a house is something where you could wear the likus. Because it's a double kuf kavua. So if it's a heilige house, it means that likus and the ruchnis is an inyan of kvias. So that's a big inyan, you know, that how do you see where a person's kavua in his avodas Hashem? Dafka when he's not learning, dafka when he's not davening. If it goes away, then it's not kavua. Shas is learning, he's learning. That doesn't mean it's kavua. Same thing. Achashverosh, Pshasi, Vakayim Mitzvos. Didn't say they were shul. They were gedolim. It was learning Torah, a lot of learning Torah, and Paras. Achashverosh didn't stop. Didn't make that type of exeris bechal. But when it comes to your house, it comes to seeing whether your ruchnis is kavua or not. That's what disturbs him. That's where the oikah, the one mitzvah that we have, that brings kvias. Brings kvias is the bechina of Shabbos, which is kviya v'kayim. Shabbos is kviya, that's why Shabbos is the day of Malchus. Shabbos is the day of Malchus, the seventh sphere. The seventh sphere, why did Rebbein Shlomo make it? The Shabbos should be kavua. Why didn't he make Shabbos like the Yom Tovim, that you can say Mekadosh Yisroel v'azmanim? The Teretz is because Shabbos is Shvi is Malchus. Yim HaShvi is Malchus. Malchus is kavua. Malchus is kavua. It's a shame that a melech, a temporary, the melech is not a proper melech. If he's a melech, it's got to be a bechin of kavua. Shabbos is kavua, we're kaima. So the melech is looking for a bechin of kavua. So now when there's no bismigdash, so pshat is every person has to make his bias. His bias is his kavua. So he has to make, he has to give that to the Rebbein Shlomo by having a mezuzah in the door. Kamatria 65 adna. So then he's giving the Rebbein Shlomo. This is avodas Hashem mekviyas. And that's how you see when a person comes home, how he reacts at home. Then you see whether his avodas Hashem is bekviyas, how he reacts at home. If he reacts at home, taki, he comes home, and the learning that he had and the ruchnis that he had outside of the house, he plants it into the house. So then it's a simon that his avodas Hashem is kavua. The b'shift chob b'isachar malchus, same nakuda. Malchus has to be ikvi. Malchus has to be a kviyas tikazach. Malchus has to be kvi. Malchus has to be kvi. that's a new bias. You can come back and you always take an inyan of Mishavtachom of Yisrachah. If you walk around your house knowing this is the palace of the king, so then you bought Kviyastika Elikustan. Kviyastika Elikustan, that's the biggest Malchus Shemaim. That's the biggest Malchus Shemaim that a person can have. Kviyastika Abayit Hashem means he's an Eben HaMelech. If you want to know who's Mekabel Malchus, who's Mekabel Malchus, who's Mekabel Malchus, it's somebody who's Ikvi, somebody who's Kviyas, he's a proper Malchus. Ikvi, Mefim Kavua. That was the diary of Yosef Tzadik. Yosef Tzadik, Zawin Tzashem, was Zawin Tzashem, who Yosef, who Yosef, Shoreyes Tzaynavim, who Yosef, who Yosef, who Yosef. Yosef Tzadik's Malchus, was a Malchus, that was Ikvi, that was a Kviyastika Malchus. So we're learning the parishes now. And, you know, bring everything down, bring the Avodah Hashem down. That should be Avodah Hashem and Oifah for Kviyas. First thing Yosef Tzadik did with the brothers in last week's parasha, Tvoyach Tevach V'Hochin, is that's preparing them for Shabbos, preparing them, bringing a Bechin of Kviyas down from Mitzrayim. Parah, one day said he is sending them, one day says he's not sending them, next day said he is, next day says he isn't. That's a Malchus the Klippa. The Malchus the Klippa is always not the Kviyas. Kings have mood. You're lucky if you catch him in a good mood, and Och and Vey if you find him in a bad mood. Parah, the man of the kids, there's a Yom Gnoisar, today's in a good mood, his birthday, and those and Jens. Shver is the same thing, Gewaltige mood, and this, and the Imbest, and the Frest, and the Trint, and the Shikitzich. And then suddenly he bursts into a rage, kills her. You can't know, it's Ems by Goshe Kings, you can't know, for there's no Ikvi. That was Yosef, the Yosef versus Parah. Well, the Yosef Tzadik is Emes Hashem, it's Emes Tikka Malchus. Emes Tikka Malchus, to be Ikvi, who Yosef Shoyer. Israel left Mitzrayim straight into the Malchus. We say, when the first thing, when they left Mitzrayim, they went straight into becoming Avodim in the Melech Oyla. They went straight into Avdus. They went straight into Avdus. When they left Mitzrayim. He went straight into Malchus. Pesach. Can I bring Kom Pesach? I mean, it's still the Inin of Avdus. The Inin of Avdus is the Inin of a Kvi, of Inin of Kvi. So they were coming out to Mitzrayim, they're coming from a Falcha Malchus, because there's no Kviyas. And they're coming into a Kvi at the Kamalchus. Coming into the Kviyas at the Kamalchus. Same thing as with the Helgit Torah. You've got to be a Kviyah at the Torah. Because Torah is Melech B'Mishpat, Yamid Aretz, Mishpat Ya Melech. The person's got to be kiveh etim atayr. Kiveh amakim atfilos. Everything has to do with malchus, has to be in your kviyas. Bias is in your kviyas. That's why that's the zelo mazeh. They say that they are kavua down here. Klal Yisrael is bringing, our avodah is to bring the Ribbono Shel Olam to Malchus down here, and the way to bring Ribbono Shel Olam to Malchus down here is to do it more often of, to bring a kviyas in avodah Hashem. Kveya mokin the tzvilos, a kviyas itim the Torah. That's the Yikam Malchus. So a person is zoichet, a vandir chadosha, mokin kavua, is to realize that's his whole Indian of Rosh Hashanah is, the whole Rosh Hashanah is the Chmalchis. Rosh Hashanah, the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is that we keep on going back and forth. You have to decide you're a different person, you have to decide to change, you have to decide you're one type or you're one type of person. It's the whole Avodah. The whole Avodah of Rosh Hashanah, which is Avodah Malchis. The Avodah, we're makabel upon ourselves never to do it again. Not to do things azoy and azoy. To be ikvi. And that's the meaning of Malchus. Malchus is to do something properly, to do something mikvias. And to call upon ourselves never to go back to do it again. That's the same meaning of Malchus. The house, person, so that's what we said. So when a person's learning Torah, you can't really see if it's kavua. A person's dami, you can't really see if it's kavua. But if it has an impact even beyond, then you see then it's in the kavua. So Torah's magna, bein bitna, the asik ma, bein bitna, the lo asik ma. Because the ashpa from the Torah is something that's kavua by a person, something that a person never goes away from. And to me, the curious. That's the union of Lois Hanukkah. Even though you could say, Hecher Zachen, come and go, that's the whole sod of Hanukkah, Lois Hanukkah, it's Shmini, it's Hecher Zachen. It's Ne'er Ishu Beisoy. You've got to bring it into your house. You've got to bring the Hecher Zachen into your house. When you bring Hecher Zachen into your house, which tend to come and go, so then you bring it into your house, you make it into a kviz. Like a Ness. A Ness you make into a kviz by making it as part of your Zach. You make it into a kviz.
Harogel in there. Harogel.
Oh, Harogel. Finally. Yeah, Harogel. That's right, kviz. That's right, consistency to me. Yeah. That's Yehuda. Yehuda, also Yehuda and also Yosef. Yehuda is not going to Yosef. Yehuda is also a b'china. Kilo haya, hoive, v'hiye. Hatov shloi nivroilem, hatov mishni nivroilem. B'china bilti nishtan. Bilti nishtan. So when it's bilti nishtan, it's heba ifem kavua. That's his b'china.
It's hey is also Malchus.
It's the hey. The hey. Oh.
Because
ha,
ha.
Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Fixed ha. Ha, ha, 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 fix the ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, that's what we have to learn to take out of a Shabbos. Everything in Olam Hazeh is like the dollar. It's not fixed. Everything by Ruchnius, by Kedusha, is Kriya V'Kayma. The person must be a built in Ishtan. He should be a built in Ishtan. He mustn't be Ishtan. Like a Kenyan or something, it must kind of Shinoi must have to be consistent. Yeah, say that. To myself, the one that could use. That's interesting that we spoke Thursday. I can't remember what we said, but I think the Malchus on Thursday we spoke about was the idea that Malchus is an Indian of Keva. Malchus is an Indian of Kavua. You can even come a Malchus Shamayim if a person's Kavua, the mezuzah is Adna, the house is Kavua. So the whole passage of Yigash is all about, it's all about the Yichud of Yigash El of Yehuda, the Yichud of Yehuda and Yosef together. The Yichud of Yisayda Malchus. The whole Indian of Ashes Vayigash is that it's the Yichud of Yisayda Malchus. So it comes out, if he's there, the Yichud of Yisayda Malchus, then why did he get Zach? Why? Because we said that Yosef Tzadik is the Bechina. Yosef Tzadik is the Bechina, and he's always consistent. And we explained that. Why is Yosef Tzadik the Bechina consistent? Because Mila is his word of the Melch, so in the Vesa Merchatz is the only mitzvah that stays with him, is the only mitzvah that's culturally consistent. So the more a person is a Bechina Shem Abris, the more consistent he is in Avodas Hashem, the more Kavua is Avodas Hashem, the Midas Abris, which is Kavua in our Guf, that's Moir on the Kfias. That the mitzvah Mila gets the Guf, but even Kavua gets the Guf, but even Kavua. That's how Yosef Tzadik was Shem Avris. That's how he was to be somebody who is always the same. Reina Kimdos Moedik. Reina Kimdos. What is the Yichud Yisoid Malchus? The mid of Yosef, mid of Yehuda, mid of Yehuda, mid of Yosef is Yisoid, and the Tachlis of Malchus is So maybe the yichud of Yisrael Malchus is how good for the Malchus needs. The Shabbat Emes to Malchus. Malchus needs the Indian of Kfiyas. He also Tzadik is the one who gives the Indian of Kfiyas. The yichud of Yisrael Malchus is the Yisrael being a Shabbat that beginner of Kfiyas. That's the whole Indian. Like we said that the Malchus is a beginner. You have to be an Eved. The Malach Eved has to be consistent. The Maaseh says that the Mepharshim say that the mitzvah of Bris Mila is like a choisim of an Eved. The Rishonim says like a choisim that he's an Eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's much the same Nakuda. That's something that you can never be Mesiach Das. Can never be Mesiach Das. That you're an Eved. That comes through the middle of Yisoid. And that's what Yisoid is Mashpia to the middle of Malchus. And that's what Yosef Tzadik came down to Mitzrayim. Paray was the beginning of Pagama Bris. Ervas Oretz is that's why Paray is never consistent. Paray is always forget, always changing his mind. And always changing his mind means that's Pagama Bris. Yosef Tzadik came down to give Klal Yisrael the Koyach. And Taka, they were Nichshol in so many things. What we see in Yom Kedusha, it says they weren't Nichshol. Because that's what gave them the bilti mishtana. That's what gave them the koyach of shaloshin or shaloshin or shaloshin or shmam shaloshin or shoinim. They kept the lashon hakodesh. The inyan of keeping the lashon hakodesh, keeping the same kav. That's the emistik of bechin of malchus. That's the emistik of bechin of malchus shemaim. And that's one nichud of yisayda malchus. Yosef is one who has that. He's the balabayas of ikvius. He's the balabayas of somebody who stays the same. I explained that's why Yosef came out of jail on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the day of Malchus, and Malchus is where you have to make an absolute Kabbalah that it should be ikvi. So Yosef Tzadik is the one who's mashpia to Malchus. He gives that koyach of ikvius. It should stay the same, and it shouldn't be a bechin of mishtana. And that's a koyach that Klal Yisrael was zeichet to come out of Mitzrayim. That's one very important kuda. That's ikad pagam of the world. The need of the tikkun was taken that Indian of Mitzrayim. So Medrash says that emes oma aliyev roshakule sheket. Elam hazeh is beitzim mishtana. It's kule sheket. It's kule bechinam mishtana. We know the parah is the nochosh. The nochosh is the one who said the first sheket. Rabban Shlom said you're going to die if you eat place of das. The nochosh is leimos to musin. It's the sheket. It's the first sheket. And parah is the tanin agadol. Parah is the tanin. Parah is the serpent. Parah is the nochosh. So he comes from sheket. So it goes together. It goes together with the bechinam of the Pagama Bris. Because the whole vart of a bris is a person makes a bris between two people that love each other. Why do they make a covenant? They make a covenant that even if Chas V'Shalom there's a Sibah that's this Oira to break it, the bris is kiver, then it's not going to get broken. That's what a bris is. So that's the whole vart of the bris. The whole vart of a bris is it's never going to break. That's what you see in this week's parasha. You see two things. You see that Yaakov Avinu asked Yosef HaTzadik, similar Yotchatachas Yirechim, which Chazal said that's a chavit shal mitzvah, that's by the Makom Amila. And then he made him make a shua. What's the vant? What's the oimek of it? Why do you have to make a shua? Yosef is anyways the boss. He does what he wants anyways. He's the king. So he was scared that he wouldn't take him to Mitzrayim. It's a big thing for Yosef HaTzadik to take Yaakov and bury him at Mitzrayim. It's the Melech Mitzrayim. Do what he wants. But that's the vant. The vant is that this is... This is the beginning of the Golas Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu going up to Eretz Yisrael, being buried in Eretz Yisrael, is the bechina of the Klal Yisrael's destination is to go to Eretz Yisrael. In a bris mila is tekelu to make sure you keep your word, to make sure the bechina is built in Ishtana. So you see that to make sure there's a bechina built in Ishtana, you put your hand next to the bechina's bris, and you make a shavua, because a shavua is the more in a dorm. Right, and you have to make sure it's ruzi nafshei, nishmati v'akayemo, to make sure I'm a kaim, what I say, shouldn't be a sheker, I'm a kaim what I say. So that you make a shvua, once you make a shvua, so the shvua makes sure that you're going to daka do it. That's the same. That's mamish the same mechina. That's the madriga of Yosef Tzadik. So Yosef Tzadik is like the mechina of a shvua. It's like the mechina of yiset. You can't go back. It's done. It's a done deal. That's what Yaakov Avinu was telling. The Yosef Tzadik at the beginning of the parasha. So that's the beginning of the avoid of the Shevavim. The whole avoid of the Shevavim is the avoid of the Zinyanim. So the person has to realize that the person has to go through the parashas with the Moedek Ikvius. That's one important. It's one important chibur of Yisoid Malchus. We discussed another time a few things in Yonim of the chibur of Yisoid Malchus. Another one of them was last week, 2 weeks ago, we discussed how the Yisoid puts everything together, and then it's Mashpiyah to Malchus. That was another whole that. You see here, the b'chinah of Yosef and Yehuda is the b'chinah of Yisoid and Malchus. We discussed how Yosef is ma'achid everybody because Malchus needs achdus. Here we're discussing another thing, that Malchus needs ikvius. Yosef is talking to the ikvius, and he's Mashpiyah. He's Mashpiyah that down to the brothers. That was one so far that I wanted to. This is perhaps this Pepsuk. Pepsuk Manchuri Mila. Pez Malchus right? The Melech Yad Ba'am Tachtenu Dibba the Melech Shiltein Mishli Hey. So Pe and Mila, same Pe and Mila is the same Gematria. Mila is Gematria Pe, and that's the Yichud of Yisrael the Malchus. And the Hey Yaakovino is telling Yosef Tzadik to make a Shua to keep his word. Dargo of Malchus. That's Yisoid of Malchus. The two go together. Not just because the Bechin of Peh, we discussed so many times, the Bechin of Peh, that we know that the Bris Mila, the Samora, connected to the Bris Mila. The Bris Mila and the Peh is Yisoid of Malchus together. Since the Bayigash was also in Yehuda, so this is what we're working on. We're working on the middle of Yisoid of Malchus. So we're working on the middle of Birechi and Shua. Birechi and Shua. And that's the middle of Chibur Yisoid HaMalchus.